Spanish show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tom Diggs.
Hatter baby Tony.
That man's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a beard of wonder. Why?
Right. Why?
Today, Tony.
First.
What's going on, dude?
Otter.
Bruce's having a tough time here.
Just want to answer a question in the group real quick. I haven't seen it in a while. I feel like we've addressed it before. How come you guys don't track your picks on that app anymore? Well, they don't pay us anything, and so we can't give them a shout out every single day.
And guess where we do track our picks, Tony?
Simple business. Right here on the show when we say them every day?
Yeah, we say them every day, and then we talk about them the next day.
Boom.
And just by pressing the record button, in a sense, you are tracking your picks.
Boom. Answered. Why are you so sad? Why are you so sad, Bruce?
What's wrong, Bruce?
Well, you know, Croatia's magical World Cup run has come to an end at the feet of Messi and the whistle of the corrupt FIFA's refs.
Welcome to the pain.
Tony, did you know that 6,000 migrant workers died and FIFA won't pay them?
Wow.
Bruce, you should be careful about what you say. Okay.
Yeah, I've been.
I'm not scared.
I've been waking up and seeing fucking Giroux in my nightmares every hour since fucking.
Welcome
to the pain train.
Messi, the Messi assist was so filthy.
So it's going to be Argentina and most likely France.
Well, now since they kind of fixed it for their A side Messi, they don't really have to fix it for the B side France as much anymore. So Morocco could be a live pup.
Let's go. Let's go for me.
Very, very poor loser you are, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Morocco. Morocco doesn't have much left. I don't know what they're trotting out there tomorrow. It'd be interesting.
How do you?
It's got to be the biggest. Got to be the biggest money line in semifinals of World Cup history ever.
Probably. I mean, I don't know, but maybe. How do you guys feel about last night?
I mean, the under fucking barely hit. It's kind of awesome. I was terrified the whole fucking game.
It did end up hitting?
Yeah, the under ended up hitting because they were in the red zone.
Oh,
and
you
they
know
just
what
started taking knees.
Oh, I thought when you got back-to-back defensive touchdowns, but the Cardinals one got called back, mm-hmm. and I thought it was 2020. It wasn't 20. It stayed 2013. Okay, yes, the under did hit. If you were on a Cardinals side, I wouldn't feel too bad about it.
You just got to kind of throw that one away.
That was just D-Hop fumbling and scoring. It could have went either way at that point.
And Kyler, you know.
Well, yeah, but sorry, Kyler. Sorry your season's done. Sorry you tore your ACL. It sucks. It's going to be a long road back, whatever. I mean,
I really like Cliff, man. I do. I think he'd be off. You know where Cliff should go?
Where?
He should be the OC for the fucking team they played last night. I think that's a perfect fit.
That would be pretty sweet.
Someone needs to be the OC there. I can tell you.
Yeah, I think Cliff in New England would be perfect. I just want to see Cliff happy. He doesn't look like he's having fun anymore.
He doesn't look. No, I don't think anyone over there looks happy, do they?
No, it's hard.
They don't have houses like that in Massachusetts, really, though.
Nah, but you get one nice,
you get a nice
one
house,
somewhere,
but
on
it's
water.
Not gonna be like desert Scarface.
That's okay. I mean, he could. He's only there for. Yeah, it'll be all right. He'll figure it out. So we had that last night. How was CBB NHL? Pens win.
Yeah, Stars played well. They were all over him, and then fucking the puck just bounced to Gino with 30 seconds left. Roofed it. Hockey was brutal. Devils blew it against the Rangers.
Because that's Devils were up 2-0, weren't they? Worst lead in hockey.
And then the Blues decided to trot out Binnington. Griechmann didn't play, so Binnington had a shutout, and the Blues won. So it was an ugly night on the ice. College basketball was good.
Oral Roberts, baby.
Oral Rob?
Yeah.
Oral Roberts, baby.
Yeah,
there was Northern Iowa, I think, who lost on a three at the very end to South Florida.
Things are really starting to come together for bowl season. We're starting to get a clearer picture, I feel like. First and foremost, T's and P's to Mike Leach. Have to get that out there. That's terrible news. I will not be betting that game. Can't bet it.
Fuck no.
Out of respect, can't bet that game. Or you have to take Mississippi State.
Yeah.
One if you're going to take a side, you have to take Mississippi State. Do not have Mike Leach turn over in his grave and coming after you.
Thanks, man. Well said. But other than that, a lot of other stuff.
Texas did not cover 24.5 in other news.
We went to overtime. It's fucking
overtime. But we knew there was only one side in it.
But they showed some overtime fight, so there might be, you know, a turn back to the boys. But at this time, it is a fade train, I think.
Speaking of bowl games, real quick, I'm just gonna scroll through here. How come North Carolina's two touchdown dogs?
Defense.
Against Oregon.
Yeah, but Oregon's Oregon's pass defense was 131st in the country.
Yeah, but they at least like line up and get in their stance.
And they got guys transferred too.
Oregon does.
Yeah, and their OCs leave.
Oh,
yeah, and geez. To your point, Tony, their number one linebacker is completely out. He's in the portal.
That stinks to high heaven, Tony.
I
think that's also going off of what UNC did the past couple weeks.
That I can see. Yeah, I can see. They've been
one player.
Loyal to UNC.
Anyone thinking of taking the under 31.5 in Iowa and Kentucky?
No.
Iowa, Kentucky. Oh, yeah. Actually, Will Levis not fucking playing. I might.
No, because
Iowa money line there. Yeah, for sure.
I'm with Iowa money line, and if anything, a play to the over because what the enemy you don't know can't be as bad as the enemy that you do know.
Are we talking about the quarterback that's going to be playing for Iowa?
Yes.
Who has zero pass attempts this season? But in my eyes,
he's
can't be worse.
Yeah, he hasn't thrown any incompletions.
Zero incompletions.
Yep. No interceptions.
UCLA has gone from 3.5 to 6.5. I think DTR is going to play.
Ooh.
Against Pitt.
This is last game, right?
Yeah.
And Slobodan's out of town. Yeah, long out of town.
Slobodan's gone.
Good run, okay. Slobodan.
What else? Florida State still 7.5. Minnesota.
What's the is Cunningham playing for Louisville?
Malik Cunningham is not playing. KJ Jefferson's playing for Arkansas.
Is Malik Cunningham not playing because he's hurt, or is he transferring / going to the draft?
I know he's not playing. He was banged up all season. I don't know if it's a transfer. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the situation is there.
Seeing as that game is at Fenway at 8 a.m. on the West Coast, it feels like a must play on Saturday night.
That's probably a good under spot. It's like
something
also
you have to be involved in.
Wisconsin and Oklahoma State, both their quarterbacks are transferring. So
Edge, Wisconsin.
That's the Van Gundy Bowl.
Edge,
bowl game.
Edge playing for Jim Leonard.
Yeah, just Wisconsin. Yeah,
there was
just grinding.
Van Gundy ever lost a bowl game?
No.
Have an edge potentially in the Bahamas Bowl.
You do.
You know how UAB? You know who they hired?
Yeah.
Trent Dilfer.
Wow.
To be their new head coach.
Really?
All the players wanted one of the assistant coaches hired to be the head coach.
Gotcha. Are they keeping him on?
There was like almost a mutiny.
Are they keeping him on?
He's coaching the bowl game.
Oh.
So potential.
I see what you're saying.
UAB fight for the guy we wanted in the bowl game.
I take that motivation angle and I raise you one. It's the Bahamas Bowl, Tony. Okay. I'm taking Miami.
Okay. If there's one game I don't want to touch at all. Well, there's a couple I don't want to touch at all, but Cincy Louisville is the most untouchable bowl game of all time.
Yeah, so who's
playing quarterback for Cincy?
Satterfield's going to Cincy. Fickell, Wisconsin. Brom, Louisville.
So how does
Cunningham's
this
out
bowl games?
I might take
Cincy. Cincy's starting quarterbacks out.
Cincy.
Advantage Cincy. Cincy
getting a point at Fenway feels right.
Yeah, advantage Cincy.
That one is.
I don't know. I don't know, dude.
For the program.
BYU's up to +5.5.
You don't bet
more and more like
Fenway
Jaren Hall's
bowl.
Not going to play.
Yeah, I'm going to bet Louisville, but I'm.
That was your inside tip game.
Oh, okay.
But that one had already moved from a pick 'em to 4.5 yesterday.
Yeah, so it was already baked in, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
So who's the pick now is
SMU.
Yeah, SMU.
Oh, maybe Tony.
Reverse tip.
The Myrtle Beach Bowl. What is that?
Is who's in that one? Marshall, Connecticut, or is that
UConn getting 10? Sign me up
against what? Thunder and Herd.
What the fuck?
Never heard UConn of
getting. You would think motivation angle is UConn. They haven't been to a bowl in 18 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I checked, it didn't matter what time of the year it was. Morris still living with ghosts in his house, it's dude. True.
And
the guy's gonna be ready.
They were good as a dog too.
Yeah.
You know, spicy.
Good. Spread. They were fucking awesome.
Amazing. They dropped one to Army. Army just blocked the shit out of them.
Right? So tomorrow we'll go over. We'll go over Miami of Ohio versus UAB, UTSA and Troy, which is a really good game, Cincy, Louisville, Florida, Oregon State, Washington State, Fresno State, Rice, Southern Miss, SMU, BYU,
hell yeah,
North Texas, Boise State.
That's bowl season, baby.
And probably Marshall, Connecticut, because that's on Monday at 2:30, so before we have a show.
Oh. I'll tell you right now, you've gone in the point. last time.
NFL this week, any lines sticking out to anyone? Hey, answer your fucking house phone, dude.
I got my Thursday ready
to go. That's the apartment buzzer.
Oh, it is?
Oh, delivery. Is it not the Giorno?
Niners 3.5. There's a fucking trap line if I've ever seen one.
Yep. Saw the line this morning and immediately thought of what I said yesterday about having Brock Purdy lay an egg sooner rather than later. I think we might be getting it on Thursday night. Give me the Seahawks plus the
three. That is the most trap line. You get the Niners coming off a fucking just dominant performance against Tampa, who people still perceive to be okay, I think. And then you get Seattle off of a bad loss to the Panthers team, who people think are horrendous. And you're going to lay 3.5. And they're going to say, okay, now.
This is actually the 3.5 that you die for.
This is a rules versus a fucking Niners offense and a Seahawks defense that can't stop the fucking run.
Niners D banged up.
They are.
I don't know, dude. Seahawks are banged up,
Yeah,
it's Shelby Shelby Harris is out. Seahawks defense, they couldn't stop the run before. They cannot stop it now.
It'd be cool if
I know the rules, but goddamn, the eyes test. It is tough to trust the Seahawks team right now.
I'll do it.
Look at what they did.
Trust me, I'm not thrilled about.
Strap up the boots for turf, for Christ's sake.
I know. Yeah, I can't trust a team that won't do that.
You're going to show up on Thursday night all of a sudden? But,
you know, the Panthers are like 4-3 in their last, you know, seven. So I don't grade it as that terrible of a loss, even though it looks like one. Really? Also, it'd be cool if the Rams could just give Wagner back on like a loan.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah, as good as the Russ deal looks, letting Bobby Wagner go, oof. You know what? You never know how much a player means to a team until they're out. Has one person or anybody talked about El Prez being out for the entire season once?
No.
That might have been the trade that broke the Seahawks back.
Yeah, then would they give up 3 ones?
That trade was
or 2 ones brutal. And paid him
so bad
to replace Earl Thomas because he flipped off your sideline.
Yes.
Could Earl Thomas not strap it up and play?
I don't think so.
What happened?
Well, you know what happened.
Yeah, Henry stuff.
Sent that fucking dude into the grave.
I think it was
but dude, he was like lights out for the Ravens, and all of a sudden he's just gone.
Well, yeah. Well, there's a Devil's threesome situation, if I remember correctly.
There's some potentially. Yeah, there's some. Some mirrors off the wall.
Wait, are you fucking kidding?
No, look it there's up after the
show. Yeah,
all right, after
some,
the show.
There's some reports on the internet for sure.
They're not reports. They are facts.
Saturday games. Colts are +4 in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
What is that?
I don't know. Ravens. Yeah,
what is that line? That's one of the lines that I actually looked at this morning.
Ravens are dogs at the Browns. I don't know if Anthony Brown is playing.
Who's the three?
Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown. There it is.
Oregon Duck quarterback, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Finns, 7.5 point dogs against the Bills.
This should be like 14, maybe.
All right.
Yeah, 10, 10 and a half, maybe.
Hey, what's going on with your guy, Mariota, dude?
My guy?
Yeah.
You were the one.
No.
You were the one beating his drum. I love Mariota with the Steelers. That was always your fucking boy.
How about jagging off? Don't
drag me. I never wanted anything to do with that, man.
I don't know. What else?
I'll side with Artie Smith any day of the week. That man calls it as it is.
Lions, Jets, the battle of the overachievers.
I worry about the Lions on the road.
Yeah, me too. I do. Hold on a second.
Mike White going.
I got a question for you.
Carry on.
Who do you think's power rated higher, Chiefs or Cowboys?
Chiefs should be, but it's probably the Cowboys.
Yeah, the marks probably put the Cowboys.
Okay,
is that why
the Chiefs are only 14-point favorites and the Cowboys were 17-point favorites against the Texans?
I think that's the Dougie Mills effect of Dougie Mills being back and then fucking playing well.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was just an overestimation of how dead the Texans are.
Eagles -9 at the Bears. Now, the Eagles were good on the road last week. They haven't been great at covering on the road. 9 is
it's a tough one to cover.
But also, backdoor's
hard to lock.
And also the Bears.
Eagles doubter all year. I don't know if I'm jumping on that one.
I've been the biggest Eagles doubter all year.
I'm not taking the +9, I can tell you that.
You know what I do love, Tony?
Yeah.
Atlanta getting 4.
Yeah.
With Ritter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like Ritter.
I'm going to see that. Well, I guess he can't be much worse than Mariota.
I also just see the two logos next to each other in the sports book, and you just take the over 43. But I don't bet overs.
That thing is loud today.
We talk about this every day. The fact that this 2002 and Andy Dalton's quarterback in a team that's favored by 4 fucking points.
You know what? I have going against them strictly because they're not putting fucking J-Mo in. Steelers are 2.5 in Carolina. Cowboys 4.5 in Jacksonville.
No thanks. I want nothing to do with that one.
Oh, this game's awesome. Cardinals Broncos is. We got Cards Broncos this week.
Is it Driss or is it what's his name? Is it Rippin' McCoy?
It probably will be fucking Rippin' Cole. 36.5. And then Pats Raiders. I don't know what to do with that one. Titans Chargers.
That's switched.
The
Raiders were favored by 1.5 yesterday.
3.5's a little short for the Bengals at the Bucks, huh?
Oh yeah,
sure feels that.
Bucks are it's over.
And then are the Commanders Giants? Are they going to put up a fight against Commanders?
I mean, they better. Should be
four
a great
and a
game.
Half.
I'm actually really
four
excited.
And a half. 4.5 is a little heavy. I feel like.
Yeah.
I love the Commanders. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know. Saquon's banged up. It feels like, you know, a trolley. The carriage is already turned into a pumpkin.
Oh, that's Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
Oh, welcome to the jungle, my friend.
I kind of hope they just tie again. Just keep pushing.
The faster the Dolphins can get off primetime every week, the better.
What do we like for college basketball tonight?
Here we go. UMBC -4.5 at Loyola, Maryland.
Okay.
I like Marshall money line at UNC Greensboro. I love UMass Lowell money line at Rhode Island. Rhode Island has won 3. UMass Lowell is 11-1. Bama coming off a huge win over Houston. 7.5 points is too much for Memphis, though. I like Memphis getting 7.5. And that is all, my friend.
Okay, Bruce.
I agree on the, what was the first one? UMBC laying the 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay.
I was thinking about taking Rhode Island.
Nice, thanks.
But I don't have it in me after Croatia loss. I just don't have it in the bankroll.
Is it TNT Tuesday?
It is TNT Tuesday, Tony.
You're going down tonight, man.
Oh, yeah. I actually do love the TNT game tonight. Golden State going into Milwaukee. I like the over of 233.5. I just think that both these teams are going to fucking go off. Steph Curry loves himself some primetime fucking action. Jordan Poole's in the starting lineup. Let's go. We're just rooting for points here, Tony.
Is it go the off. We got a Tuesday. We have boost of Giannis 30 plus, Clay 15 plus, Steph 3 plus made threes is plus 160.
Got to do it.
I actually love that. And I then, love every part of that.
And then Zion, Tatum, LeBron, and AD to each score 20 points.
Wow, that is kind of scary. But LeBron what's AD? The?
Ooh.
Are we getting plus 600 there, Tony?
No, it's even money.
Fuck that. I'm not doing that.
They should have done
come on, Zion man.
30 plus and less legs.
Yeah. Like,
what are you talking about, less legs? Gumpy loves multiple big leg parlays.
Boost. Not going to lie, I absolutely hammered Messi to score today. I mean, it's just a must bet at this point. For there to be a penalty in the game today, it was plus 215.
That's incredible. There's been a penalty fucking almost every game, it feels like.
Bet that tomorrow in France, Morocco. Like, that's a must bet.
The hell is that? Bruce, what is that noise?
Are you asking about the golf sim? Oh, what the fuck?
On the shores of Croatia, hearts have grown ice cold, and the Grinch has stolen Christmas. But the only thing colder than that is this studio right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates. Man. How we doing?
Great, how are you?
Me and my pal.
How do you feel about the ice tonight?
Large slate. Decent amount of picks. Feel good about it.
Not, we have to wait for that guy to
not
stop.
A great night.
Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Last night.
Turn that fucker's mic off.
Yeah, I turned off his mic. I turned it off.
Oh, that's Bruce. Just Bruce doing
classic
Bruce stuff.
Brucey hijinks. Not a great night last night, especially not for Gumpy, because the only bet I won was the hottest team in the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins, pulling out a last second win with 30 seconds left. You know, Malcolm Barry's one smoked it by Otter. Tough night to be Gumpy, tough night to be the lad, tough weekend to be the lad. All his favorite teams lost. So we will roll on and then
anything
we'll rebound.
Else? Okay. Right.
Speaking of.
Oh, hold on. In NBA, like Pelicans money line, Celtics money line. So. Okay.
Yeah, I got some NBA too if you want it.
I didn't know. I didn't fucking speak up earlier.
I got the Insomniac
special.
Bruce
is too busy cutting his fucking ice cold promo.
Trying to get the transition in, dude. Insomniac special, Pelicans money line, Celtics money line.
Okay.
All right, let's just run through these.
Oh, wait, I thought you already made your picks.
I had one pick, and then Bruce started
we went out of we're going to the ice.
I thought we were too.
Nicky Skates got me NBA tonight.
Whole intro. What's the Grinch saying?
Here, just walk out. Walk out, and we'll do it again.
No. Mitt, fucking make your picks.
Dude. I mean, I started
Parker
to.
Parker 10 fuck. Times that day.
We got Sacramento plus the 5. They're going into Philly. Philly fucking stinks. We got that over that I already said. We're going I'm going against Bruce here. I'm taking Utah Jazz at home plus the 2 against the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans drop one here.
Wrong. And
Boston has... This one's gonna piss you off to high hell, Gumpy.
You're wrong.
Boston has absolutely fucking stunk. And I don't think they get off the schneid tonight. We got the Lakers plus the 3.5. Let's fucking go.
Okay.
He's wrong again.
Speaking of, pal, do you know who the Stars play tonight?
Yeah.
Denial! 164 home favorites are the Devils.
I didn't do
put
anything.
Put it on the floor.
I didn't do anything.
We can't.
I tried to tell you, Tony.
Okay, that's better. Devils, 164 home favorites.
Yeah, both these teams played last night. Both lost last night.
Take it away. Take it away.
Jesus. Take it easy, Chris Beard. He choked the hell out of things.
Grab him by the throat.
Yeah.
Hold his hand. Christ.
Both teams lost last night. It's a wedgie. It's a wedgie revenge game. Give me the Stars. Texas hockey money line. Bounce back. The Devils might be on a bit of a schneid here.
Leafs are $5.30 favorites. It almost makes me want to take the Ducks.
Almost, but they're very bad. I'm not going to touch this. Mitch Marner's on like a 23-game point streak. Leafs at home as well. They're 10-5. Sounds better if I say it 10-2-3. Third best home record in the NHL, so not touching that.
Another big one.
Value
Panthers, Blue Jackets is $3. Anyway.
Yeah, if you want, I'm not going to do it, but Florida's lost three of their last four. Columbus, good value there. It's on the road, so it's going to be tough. Florida's got some goaltending issues, but so does Columbus. The interesting thing is this is Johnny Gaudreau for Columbus and Matthew Tkachuk for Florida, both former teammates with Calgary, squaring off against each other tonight.
Johnny Hockey, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do a Ducks, Blue Jackets, and Islanders money line parlay.
Yeah, I was about to say, give me the Ducks. Sharks eat Ducks. Ducks eat Leafs.
Leafs. Isles are at the Bruins, and they're fucking $2.50 favorites.
Yeah, B's 60-minute money line for minus 158. I'm sure it's still around there. Hopefully, we get Linus Ullmark in net for the B's. B's at home are an automatic bet.
Sure. So I still take now.
Sure.
Canes.
Swayman's in.
Ugh.
Canes are at the Wings.
The Canes, finishing off a 6-game road trip. They've won 4 of the 5 so far. They've lost just 3 times in reg in their last 18, well, in all of their 18 road games this season. So it's a pretty good record. Pretty good. They're starting Kuchetkov, it sounds like maybe, against Ville Husso, who is the Wings' better goaltender. So I will take the Canes on the road.
Okay, the Kraken down in Florida.
Yeah, Tampa's pretty good. They found their game. 10 of the last 13 they've won. 10-4-1 at home. They've won 2 straight overall, 7 of their past 9 at home. Give me Tampa at home, 60-minute money line.
Okay. We have let's go King Sabres.
King Sabres. Almost used our friend for this one.
Almost.
But the Kings are starting Phoenix Copley in net.
Okay.
Who, to his credit, is 2-0 this season with a .927 save percentage. But the Sabres have Craig Anderson. They lost their last 2 games, but those were to the Penguins. Those back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday. I think the Sabres will put up a good fight here. They're at home. Give me Buffalo at home.
Knights are at the peg.
Yeah. Golden Knights, very good on the road. You know I love the peg at home. But Golden Knights very good on the road, 12-3 on the money line in road games this year. The problem is Jackie Ace is on IR. Pietrangelo is out. He's got an illness in the family.
Oh, no.
They've got Shea Theodore's banged up. He may play, but he's still banged up. Give me Winnipeg at home. Give me the Jets.
Okay.
You know, I don't love going against Vegas.
I know. Fucking Coils are dying in Nashville.
Yeah, Coils screwed us last night, but we bounced back with them again tonight. Okay. I will take them on the road going into Nashville, who also screwed us last night. We thought Greiss was playing, Gumpy.
We were lied to.
Here you go.
I thought Greiss had a shutout. I couldn't believe it.
No, Binner. It was Binner.
Okay.
So the Predators have 4 goals during the last 4 games.
It's not good.
So can't have it. Give me the Oilers.
Fucking love this matchup. The Ponce are at the launch.
Colorado's starting to get healthy. They got some guys back. McKinnon's still out, obviously.
Franco.
Yeah. Philly. 2-8 in their last 10.
Are you taking the Ponce or the launch?
No, but here's a fun fact about the Ponce.
Okay.
0-6 in overtime this season. That's and 0-7 overall in games decided after regulation.
I don't know.
Josh Rhodes, so. And Storm in net.
Huh?
What?
Daw, Rude, Sandstorm's in net for the Flyers.
Yeah, Sandstrom?
Yeah. No, Kata hot. Give me Colorado 60 line.
Caps are at the Hawks.
Yeah, Caps have a 4-game winning streak going.
Good for the
Ovechkin's
Caps.
300 all time. Give me the Caps 60-minute money line.
And then the Yotes and the Sharks end us and our night.
Yeah, not going to touch this one. The Yotes won 2 games in a row, but those were at home in Mueller Arena where they bit
someone in the crowd bit someone's finger off.
Saw that. Wow.
They've lost six straight on the road. Maybe Bruce wants to jump back on the Sharks again, but they're also 3-7 in the last 10. So just gonna.
Fun fact: if you do moneyline parlay between the Blue Jackets, Ducks, Islanders, Kraken, Flyers, and Blackhawks,
yeah,
it's plus 104,000.
That's pretty sweet. I hate you because it'll probably hit now.
No, it won't. I'll get
screwed out of everything.
No, it absolutely won't.
I like the Coyotes there though.
Okay.
You like the Oats on the road.
Okay. Yeah, I do like the Oats on the road.
All right.
San Jose.
Thank you, Nikki Skates.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck.
All right. We're back tomorrow. We'll do some bowl games. The pre-Christmas-ish bowl games, kind of. Pre-Monday bowl games.
Yeah.
Pre-Tuesday bowl games.
The bowl games before the rest of the bowl games.
Bowl games that not as marquee as the other bowl games.
Yeah. It's not the middle of the beginning. It's the beginning of the beginning.
It's the beginning of the beginning. All right. Love you. See you tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Down.